Now, Northern Ireland's political parties will hold a key meeting with the head of the civil service next week, this week, amid a renewed push to restore power sharing. It's after Sinn Féin romped to a historic success in local elections over the weekend. And Louise, give us a brief reminder of what happened in that count.
Yeah, so I think as was expected, as we saw in the general election last year, and indeed in the general election in the Republic of Ireland in 2020, it was kind of a runaway for Sinn Féin. So they gained 39 seats and they now have 144 seats to make them the first ever nationalist party to have a majority on council. So quite a feat. The DUP, they lost no seats, so they're still at 122. And again, quite reflective of what would be Stormont if Stormont was sitting. So it'd be quite interesting. And we also saw a jump for parties like the Alliance Party, who kind of be considered more middle ground or somewhere kind of in between the unionist and the nationalist ideologies. They gained 14 seats to get to 67. You'd lost there for the UUP, the SDLP, and also the kind of smaller independent parties. Also for the Green Party, Mark's party, his colleagues in Northern Ireland, their party leader, Mal O'Hara, he lost his seat. So they lost 5 in total. And Padraig Aontú party, they lost their only counselor.
And Padraig Tobin, on that, you said before the election that momentum was building for an alternative to the political establishment that currently existed in the North. Where was that momentum?
Well, it was definitely a tough day for ourselves. And I want to thank, obviously, all the supporters and activists we have in the six counties. It was a tough day for all the small parties, to be honest. And the reason was the major theme of the election was that nationalism is really, really angry at the DUP for collapsing Stormont, for preventing the executive functioning, and for preventing a nationalist first minister as well. What the DUP's done is absolutely wrong. And what we're seeing is that nationalism felt the best way to give the DUP a kick in the shins in many ways was to vote for Sinn Féin, and they did so in big numbers.
And Mark O'Cahasig, is this perhaps a portent for the Green Party in the election south of the border?
Oh, potentially. You'd never presume to count your chickens. I would say that the Green Party, of all of the smaller parties, and there was certainly a really significant squeeze as Northern Ireland kind of pitched back to green versus orange politics. So we held 5 of the 7 seats, gutted to see Mal O'Hara. He actually increased his first preference vote, but again was just squeezed out in transfers. But I think we held up better than many of the smaller parties, but it's certainly the case. And I'd agree with the analysis that because Stormont hasn't functioned as a political institution, you have that kind of retrenchment into Sinn Féin and the DUP, who held steady even if they didn't increase their vote share or their number of seats. Which is a pity, because I think a plurality of voices in politics is always a good thing.
Thomas Gould, are you privately thankful to the DUP they helped galvanise your vote?
No, I don't accept that analysis. I would say that Michelle O'Neill put forward a really positive, constructive, solution-based. And I think the people in the six counties, look, like we won 39 extra seats. Now, we know a lot of those might have came from the SDLP, but not all of them. And we also know that areas, like I was up in canvassing in Enniskillen, and you could feel it on the ground. Like Michelle O'Neill has led the Sinn Féin party in the assembly, and people see, and some people might have even criticised Michelle O'Neill for going to the coronation, but what assured unionists and loyalists in the six counties is that she will be a leader for everyone. And I think people looked at her and they say, this is a person who would be a great First Minister. Yeah. And I think they voted for us on the back of her positivity and her message.
And one of the most arch critics of Michelle O'Neill's decision to attend the British King's coronation was you, Padraig Tobin.
Yeah, I think what we're seeing is the alliancification of Sinn Féin at the moment. I think they're obviously using their strategy is to reach out to that middle ground in terms of transfers. And I think that's what's happening. Obviously, I do think it's a completely logical and reasonable Republican perspective, obviously, not to attend the coronation.
But I will say it helped their vote ultimately.
It may have attracted them transfers from the likes of the Alliance Party. There's no doubt about that. But I think the major issue here is, here we are now, and we're well over a year now since the Stormont election. We need reform of Stormont to stop any political party crashing it ever again. Because if we don't, the system will remain either broken, or even if it gets up on its feet, it'll break again.
And that critical meeting this week as well. And one texter to 51551 looking to stir the pot, perhaps. Will Padraig's party aim to join with Sinn Féin to form the next government? in Dublin?
Well, we said we'd talk to every political party except for Fine Gael. We've ruined out, obviously, Fine Gael in the next government, but they've been there for far too long and they've done too much damage.
And would you accept Pather with you in a government, Thomas Gould, if that happens?
Well, I certainly wouldn't count, as Mark said, our chickens before the hatch. There's a long way off before the general election. What we're looking to do is build an alliance of the left to include everyone who would have similar policies to ourselves, because we need a change and people want change.
Well, let's move on to